My dad did not go to World War II. My dad was not old enough. He came close in 1945, the end of World War II. For those of you who don't know your history, but you know 27 different kinds of beer, which is kind of sad when we play trivia, when we have history, us old folks always score nice, but these young people kick our butts in stuff like, this beer was popular. So my dad didn't make it. My dad went to work. He went to McKinley High School, which was the school that Rita Rizzo went to. The name ring a bell? Mother Angelica, Canton, Ohio. He went to St. Anthony's again, where Mother Angelica went. My dad dropped out of high school during World War II. He was 16. He worked and gave all of his paycheck to his mother to run the house, all of it. She gave him a few bucks for whatever entertainment he had. Certainly didn't have a car. Walked everywhere. My mom graduated third in a class of, I think, some 400 at Timken High School in Canton, Ohio. She didn't go to college. Could easily have, but she didn't. Why? Well, back in those days, likelihood of you going to college if you're a woman, female, were low. They lived through the Great Depression. They didn't have much. They got married, lived in a very, very bungalow kind of house, you know, little garage sort of the back of the house. It was in a very, actually, middle-class neighborhood, but these houses were not more than 800 to 1,000 square feet. My bedroom when I was a little kid couldn't have been more than, I don't know, 8 by 10, maybe? There was a bed in there, and you could come in and stand next to the bed. That's all I remember. I was little. I was 2 months. I remember that. Well, maybe I was a little older. What's my point here? As my parents moved through middle class, and they never made it to upper class, never made it even to upper middle class, but they made it to what would have been considered comfortable at that time. They remembered what it was like to have little. And in remembering that, they appreciated every gain, every perk, every material blessing that they got. Why? Because they had something to compare it to. One of the things that our young generation struggles with is they don't have nothing to compare it to. Many of them growing up materially very comfortable. Why? Because maybe their parents worked for it, or their grandparents worked for it, and it was pretty much handed to them as their existence. They didn't look back. You know, my parents never had air conditioning. We never had air conditioning in our house till I was 23 or 24, and then we got a box air conditioner for the family room. Cool. We were so excited. Far back as I can remember until I went to college, there was one car. Could really only afford one car. But that was pretty typical those days. Not too many people had two cars. Now you don't have two or three cars. Something's wrong. And for sure, I didn't have a car through high school or college. I didn't have a car. I remember in college, I used to borrow my roommate's cars. Had to. Didn't have anything. My dating life took a huge dive. I like to think it was because I didn't have a car, not because of who I am. Never really did find that out. My point is this. It's much harder to be grateful for what you have when you lived at a time in your own existence when you didn't have anywhere near as much. I saw a wonderful opinion piece by a young lady from another country who was, I think she wrote this piece when she was sitting in some coffee shop. And she talked about how hard it was for American youth, teens, 20s, to truly appreciate what they have because they never didn't have. There's a lot of truth to that. I remember the first time I got to drink a full glass of orange juice. Now, that's going to sound funny, but my mom always said you can have orange juice in a juice glass, little 4-ounce glass at most. You did not drink a 12-ounce glass of orange juice. There's no way. That orange juice was too expensive. That didn't happen. We went out to eat. We went out to eat every 2 weeks when my dad got paid to McDonald's. At the time, a drink was 10 cents, French fries were 12 cents, and a hamburger was 15 cents. So we ended up spending about $1, maybe a little more, because we had three of us kids at that time. Now, am I bemoaning it? No, I'm not bemoaning it at all. It was a blessing, because it's a contrast to what it was like to what it's like for me now. I haven't had a car without air conditioning for the last I don't know how long. Every house I've lived in has had full house air conditioning. The difference between what two generations ago grew up with and what we grow up with naturally, expectations, entitlement, is a gift. It's a gift of gratitude.